When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Magic 106.7, we are Boston's Christmas station. One of the cool things that happens every year around Christmas, or at least it has for the last 3 years, the Mass Department of Department of Transportation runs this awesome contest where kids get to name a snowplow. Kids get to name snowplow. We've been trying to get in on this, but it's only for elementary school kids and middle school kids. Marshall Hook is the communications project manager for the Mass Department of Transportation. Marshall, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. Good morning to you all.
Yeah. Hey, I know the MassDOT does so much great work keeping the infrastructure and cities and our cities and transportation and highways and airplanes and everything else going, but for a few weeks of the year, somebody gets to be on the committee that gets to choose the cool names of the snowplowers that these kids pick. How do you get on that committee?
Well, you know, I'm not on that committee. I got to tell you, I would like to be on that committee, but it's a well-kept secret who's even on it. It takes place on the seventh floor of our headquarters building. I think they probably closed the doors and, like, post a guard outside. Yeah. We can't know who's picking these names.
Shrouded in secrecy.
It's so cool. I don't know how every year they, like, one-up it. I mean, I'm looking at some of the ones from the past. It's like the Snowler Express, Fleetwood Mac, Snow Place Like Home, Edward Blizzard Hands. Yeah, they're so clever. Are you guys always surprised at what the kids come up with?
We are surprised, you know, because we got, I think 2 years ago, over 1,000 entries. Last year, pretty close to that. This year, it started slow, but honestly, I think the weather from last week kind of, you know, gave people a jolt, and the names are coming in. So just think about that. We're close to 3,000 names that people have come up with.
Wow.
And we've only honored 24 of them so far.
Hey, do you have a favorite? Do you not want to say if you have a favorite?
I got to tell you, being a child of the 70s and 80s and a Star Wars fan, Snoby Wan Kenobi
haunts
me a little bit.
See, every time I hear one, I think that one's better than the one before. I don't know how people keep coming up with creative names.
Yeah, there really is something about combining something that we all knew and are familiar with and love as a child, as you say, with Snoby Wan Kenobi, but also working in some current, you know, event or performer or something that happened over the last 12 months. That's kind of cool too. The Fast and the Flurious was more
was
recent.
That one?
Yeah, that was one that kind of caught my eye. What are the criterion for the winning names, or is it just when you know it? When you know it.
Well, there is no criteria for the name other than, you know, creativity.
Uh-huh.
There is a geographic component to this. The Commonwealth is divided into 6 highway districts.
Yep.
And there will be 2 winners from each of those districts. So that means all literally across the state, we're going to honor schools.
When do the kids find out, and how do they find out?
Well, the deadline, as we'll hopefully mention 17 more times before we're done, is this coming Friday at 5 o'clock. And the notifications are made a week later on the 20th. And then we get to scheduling the event, which will take place in January or February. And again, remember, when you win, the snowplow that bears your name, so we have a group of people who come up with a very good artistic logo, it is put onto the snowplow forever.
That's
Once
great.
The snowplow is named, it stays named until it's no longer a snowplow.
How's that?
And that snowplow comes to the school. They get a big sign that they can hang in their classroom. They get stickers with their logo on it. The Secretary of Transportation went to a bunch of these events. We actually had the Secretary of Education go to a bunch of these events. And the women and men who, in fact, operate this equipment, they come to the school as well. So
That's
it's
fantastic.
A really cool event. By the way, all of these snowplows have these really loud truck air horns. And I can tell you, having been to 12 of these events, and you know, the average classroom size of 20 kids, every one of them gets to climb up into the front seat and blow that horn.
Everybody wants to blow that horn.
Such
That's
a
great.
Cool way to give back to the schools and to connect students with what's going on in the city. It's really awesome
all around. We'll put links up on the Magic homepage. They also get a little gift card for classroom supplies, and which is kind of nice that you're supporting the classroom in that way. But the bragging rights,
so much
blowing
fun.
The horn and seeing the name on the snowplow. Yeah. That seems like that's what we're selling here. That's just great.
The Blizzard of Oz. I love it so much. This is great.
And remember, the snowplows are local. So these kids, you know, when they're out on the roads and there's a snowplow out there, it could be the one that's got their school name on it.
Hey, thanks for sharing details with us about the project, Marshall. We really, really appreciate it. Great to talk to you.
Yep. This Friday, 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
And the entry is really, really easy. Yeah. Plow name, school name, town, classroom, grade level, teacher's name, and email. You can fill that out in less than a minute.
Good stuff.
I love
Thank
this.
You, Marshall.
Thank you.